Jesus. We bless your name. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Come on, pray in the spirit. Lift up your voice and pray in the spirit right now. Pray in tongues if you know how to. Speak in tongues and give glory to God. Reno Siba Kayamata. Melo Prosopo Prositele Brahatant. Riba Koshanta Labrazile Proposunte. Lift up your voice and speak in tongues right now. Mashallah Kaprosunto Lopriante. Melo Soko Prositala Brasatai. Me pre mando lo prosokoto pre takake kalabasun tele brahande le prosoko le praida rakus kale manto le preste le brasika rabakita la prosokon tele presante le prandi apakasunte purata pata la preste le brazuka rabakusha la rabakayanta rebekim tele prosunto ko prosikaya. We worship you, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Reba kabayanta la karabosante. We worship you. Heavenly Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Now that you may glorify your name, that you may take the place of the highest praise. This afternoon, Lord, that you may glorify your name. Masopa katele kaya. Mando boko son telebre sen telebra kusakai. Oh, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you the praise. We magnify your name. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every sickness and disease. I speak over every person who is feeling sick, uncomfortable. In Jesus' mighty name, be healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. In Jesus' mighty name, be healed of stomach problems, be healed of headaches, be healed of dizziness, be healed of all sorts of problems in your throat area. Somebody is receiving a healing in their throat area. Be healed of your back problems in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed of ulcers, be healed of all sorts of challenges in your system, in the mighty name of Jesus. Meko telemando sata rima kanto lebre seke lepro saka. Somebody is receiving a healing in their eye. Mako te baka sata yabaka. If you are watching us from wherever you're watching us, touch that place where you are feeling pain right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because God will heal you right now. God will heal you. The power to heal you is present. I speak over you healing in Jesus' name. I speak over you deliverance. I speak over you total freedom from every oppression, every sickness, every disease. In Jesus' mighty name. Maso leka rusa baya bakata. Remente leprosonto leprokosata. Remeketete. Somebody, I don't know if you're here, if you are watching. Somebody, you had an accident and you have a problem with your forehead. There's a pain around your forehead area, but receive your healing now in Jesus' mighty name. Receive your healing now in Jesus' mighty name. Maso koto boko seke. Karamashon telebre sentelebra kote le mande. Remaso kolo brese lekete leke rekete lek presto lo monte. Mande mando undeke le bakosa la baka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for total healing. Total healing in the leg area. Somebody with a leg problem, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Total healing, total healing, total healing, total healing, total healing of wounds in your mouth. Total healing now in Jesus' name. I command them to dry up now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak total healing, total freedom, total deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. Every demonic spirit that has been pursuing your life, I rebuke it, I command it to go in Jesus' mighty name. I speak over you healing, I speak over you deliverance now in Jesus' mighty name. Remasokolo broko. Lift up your voice once more and speak in the spirit. Lift up your voice once more and speak in tongues right now. Makataya, join with me. I am believing God for your freedom. I'm believing God for your provision. I'm believing God in this moment for you, that God will help you, that God will lift you, that God will deliver you, that God will provide for you. I don't know what you need from God. Some of you are believing God for school fees. Some of you are believing God for provision for your house. Some of you are believing God for rent. Some of you are believing God, whatever you want from God. This is that moment. Believe God. Lift up your faith in Jesus' mighty name. Masko katayate. Wherever you're watching us from, wherever you are hearing us from,
I release the grace of God to meet your need right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, just do it this once more. Lift up your voice and pray in the spirit. Let's stir up the spiritual atmosphere all over this place. Somebody believe in God for capital. In Jesus' name, receive it. I establish the connection that you need now in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever door you are believing God to open for you, I speak, I decree, I declare that it is opening in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the Spirit of the living God, let the fire of God open it. Let the power of God open it. Now in Jesus' mighty name. Child of God, you don't have to live in misery. You don't have to live in lack. You don't have to live in problem. The presence of God can help you. The presence of God can lift you. The power of God is there for you. God has provided for you. God has released your provision. Do not allow yourself to live in lack. Do not allow yourself to live without. What God has provided for you already. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release it now. I said I release it now. Somebody, you lost your baby, but you have been having problems in your womb area. Now in Jesus' mighty name, receive. Receive in Jesus' mighty name. Refuse to live without your healing. Refuse to live without your deliverance. Refuse to live without your money. Refuse to live without. Refuse to live without oppression. Refuse to live with a disturbed mind. Refuse to live without a headache. Refuse to live without pain. Refuse in the name of Jesus. His name is Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord God Yahweh. His name is Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord God Yahweh. Jesus has provided for your healing. Jesus has made a provision for your healing. He has made a provision for your deliverance. He has made a provision for your money. The Bible says you became poor that you would be rich. Refuse to live a poor life. Refuse to live in poverty. Rabakayataka. Sharabakayate. Rekatalamande. Resotolorokosa. It is up to you what you choose to live with. It is up to you what you permit to live in your life. I said it is up to you, child of God. There is enough power to heal you. There is enough power to deliver you. There is enough power to set you free. There is enough power to change your circumstance. There is enough power to lift you up. And the Kamaya Tayada. Father, we press you to our healing. Father, we press you to our deliverance. We press you to our healing. We press you to our deliverance. We press you to our money. We press you to our provision. Oh, we press you to it right now. The Bible said from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violence. I said the violence. Take it by force. Whatever you need, you can take it by force. You can take your deliverance by force. You can take your healing by force. You can take your provision by force. Because it has already been provided. It is not God who doesn't want to deliver you. It is not God who doesn't want to heal you. It is not God who doesn't want to provide for you. The devil is trying to tamper with what belongs to you. Take a stand in Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Take a stand and take a hold of what belongs to you. Lift up your hand and say, I receive what belongs to me. Say, I take it in Jesus' mighty name. Say, I take what belongs to me. Say, I take my healing. I take my money. I don't know what you want from God today, but I take it in Jesus' mighty name. I take it in Jesus' mighty name. I take it in Jesus' mighty name. I take what belongs to me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because I didn't come into your presence without any program. I came because you have provided for me. I came because you invited me to the table. The Bible says you set a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You set a table for me in the presence of my enemies. While my enemies are watching, you are preparing for my provision. While my enemies are watching, you are preparing for my promotion. While my enemies are watching, you are preparing for my deliverance. While my enemies are watching, oh God, who am I speaking to today? Lift up your voice and take it by force. Lift up your voice and take it by force. Lift up your voice and take it by force. Lift up your voice and take it by force. Lift up your voice and take it by force. You need your money? Take it by force. You need your healing? Take it by force. You need your provision? Take it by force. You need your promotion? Take it by force. We take what belongs to us. We take it by force. We take what belongs to us. We take our increase by force. You can't wait for your boss to give it to you. I said you can't wait for your boss to promote you. If you have not been promoted in the realm of the spirit, your boss can do nothing. You can't wait. You can't wait for your clients to give you the money. If you have not received it in the realm of the spirit, no man can give it to you in the natural. Life is spiritual. Press in and take all of what belongs to you. You won't receive it because they pity you. You will receive it because you have decided you are taking it by force. Whatever you won't take, nobody will give it to you. Whatever you are not willing to take, nobody is willing to give to you. Lift up your hand and say, I take it by force. Say, I am not requesting. Say, I'm not pleading. Say, I'm not begging. Say, it belongs to me. Say, it is mine. I take it. That's the attitude. That's the attitude. That's the attitude. That's the attitude. Let me tell you, child of God, whatever you need, God has already provided for you. Because the Bible says even before you pray, He already knows what you need. So God has already made a provision for what belongs to you. Refuse to live without it. Did you hear what I just said? It is up to you. It is a decision you make what you live with or what you live without. You need money, but God already knows that you need money. He has provided for it. You are believing God for marriage, but God already knows that He has provided for it. But see, the devil, he will keep confusing you. He will tell you you have bad manners. Are you the founder of bad manners? Eh? Of all the men or the women in the world, are you who began bad manners? What's this business of bad manners? You have bad manners, that's why. Don't give me that. The reason why you don't have money is because you are lazy. Are you the laziest person in the whole universe? How did he get to that conclusion? You mean all the people who have more money than you are more hardworking than you? See, I refuse nonsense. You have got to refuse it. You know, the people that are being promoted at your workplace are not more hardworking than you. It's nonsense. If you believe it, then it takes a hold of you. It begins to eat your money. It eats on your table.
The reason why you don't have a chair is because your husband stays very far from home.
Oh God.
My goodness. And some people believe that. They believe it. They believe it. They believe it. That's the problem. The problem is they believe it. And lift up your hands. I take what belongs to me. Say, I take. My God, may you take it in Jesus' mighty name. May you take it in Jesus' name. Oh, the reason why you don't have a billion on your account is because you don't go out to so and so church. You mean every billionaire prays from that church? Oh, it's because of the witches on the village. You mean the whole village, all the people are at your level? No sense. No sense. Refuse to believe no sense. It's nonsense that keeps you in bondage. Refuse to believe nonsense. You will take it by force. You will take it by force. You will force your way through. In Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, we take it. It belongs to us. We won't beg for it. We won't plead for what you have provided. We will take it in Jesus' mighty name. We lay our hands on it. The devil cannot take it away from us. He cannot steal what belongs to us. Every spiritual thief in Jesus' name, we destroy them by fire. We destroy every spirit that has been stealing from your children. In Jesus' name, we arrest every thief. We arrest every manipulator. We arrest every deceiver. We arrest them in Jesus' mighty name. We take what belongs to us. We take our money. We take our marriages. We take our deliverance. We take it. We take our healing. We take our promotion. We take our businesses. Say, I take it. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me tell you something, children of God. I learned something a long time ago. I learned that if it is not working with me, it is not because, maybe it is not because of what I am not doing so much, or what I didn't do so much, like it is a result of what I don't believe. Amen. It's what you believe. It affects the way you live. This thing called faith, believing, is a very dangerous thing. It changes the way you think. It affects the way you do things. Amen. It decides on what you sieve and what comes through your life. Amen. And so, like, for example, they tell you that the reason why you don't have enough money is because you are not hardworking. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Amen. Some of the most hardworking people I know are some of the brokest people I know. I'm telling you the truth. How you believe. It's your faith. It's the way you believe things. It's the way you understand things. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't work hard, but I'm saying that hard work is not. Don't believe all those ideas from the world. You're a child of God. The thing that you must understand is that when you entered the kingdom of God, there was a change in the concepts that work in your life. Amen. So don't believe everything you hear, all the nonsense you hear on TV. I began by selling rabbits. Then I bought a hose. Then after that, I built a big house. And that's how I have come this far. Hallelujah. Please help me switch off these fans. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, don't believe it. Don't believe it. A lot of it is a lot of nonsense. A lot of it is a lot of nonsense.
Amen. Stick with the word of God. It will make you what God said about you. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for today. I want to remind you that we have a mission coming up to Kisozi, and we are going there to win souls and to encourage the church. Amen. That's the way of the kingdom. We encourage the church. We cast out devils. We be filled with the Spirit so they can speak in other tongues. We win the souls and save the lost. And we heal the sick. And we leave the place a better place. Amen. Hallelujah. It's our mission. It's every child of God's responsibility to do that. And so I encourage you, don't allow us to go to Kisozi without you doing something about it. Amen. Don't allow us to do what? To go to Kisozi. We are going on the 13th. Don't allow us to go without you doing something about it. At least send us with your prayers. If you can't, send us with your money. If you can't contribute financially, at least pray for us. Or do something. Amen. Find something to do. But contribute to the soul-winning efforts, because it's our corporate responsibility as the body of Christ to win souls and to save the lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Daddy is not around today. He lost somebody, so he went with his wife to the village for burial. And that's why he's not able to be here today. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, but I encourage them, keep them in your prayers. Just like any other people who lose their people, they need encouragement. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we began to talk about the subject that we are still talking about. And I believe by today, if you have been following what we have been teaching, your life is not going to stay the same. Amen. Your life is not going to do what? To stay the same. I began to teach about this subject because I looked over the congregation and I thought, how can I help you? How can I help you get to the place where you need to get? Unfortunately, some people are unhelpable. You can't be thinking of how to help them. I scratch my head, pray, ask God, what do I do? How do I make sure that in every household in this church there is a car? Hallelujah. How do I do what? Make sure that in every household in this church there is a car. I cannot force that man to come to you and propose to you. I cannot force him. But I can affect your life. I can position you so that by the time he comes, you don't need him to drive you in his car. You already have yours. I can do that for you. Amen? Yeah. I cannot force people to love you or to like you. That's something that happens maybe because of the way you live with people, the way you relate with people. You've got to improve your personal relationship or your interpersonal relationship. That's something you've got to work on. I can't force that. But I can make sure that whether they like you or they don't like you, they cannot stop your progress. Amen? Because your progress is your personal responsibility. It is something that no man has been given power to stop in this earth. No devil actually has been allowed to stop your progress. It's up to you. Amen? You are like the way you have chosen to be. We all are like that. We all are where we have chosen to be in this life. Don't say, it's my mother. She did A, B, C, so that's why I'm here. Okay, that was when you were under your mother. We can allow that for students and children who go to school. They are under the influence of their parents, and so we can accept that. We can understand that. But if you are above 18, you have been through school, you are a liar to claim that your mother is the reason why you are the way you are. In fact, you are. What should I say? What can I put there? You are a disgrace. I hear people who blame their mother, and I can't believe it. You blame your mother. Your mother who you left more than 5 or 6 or 10 years ago. How do you blame them? Hallelujah. The reason why we are the way we are is because of the goals in our lives.
the way we think about our lives. Amen? So, you are the sum total of your thoughts. You are the construct of your thoughts. You look like the way you think. You won't believe that, but I'm going to tell you the truth today. Amen? Amen? And hopefully I will provoke you to change something. Because until your mind changes, you will not change the way you look like. You will not change the way you look like. It doesn't work. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I didn't say that if you have very good quality thoughts, you'll be a billionaire. No, it doesn't work like that. Because not everyone is supposed to be a billionaire. And anyway, not everyone would really like to be a billionaire. Some of us, the goal of our lives is not to become billionaires. We want money, but the goal of our lives is not to become billionaires. The goal of our lives is to win souls, is to build the kingdom. That's the goal of our lives. If I found a billion today on my account, I would reduce it to almost nothing. I would be busy building churches, doing crusades until it came down to almost nothing. Yeah, so my work is not to grow money. One time my father was asking me, he said, now we are looking for money, we are believing. I say, yeah, I pray for you that God will give you money. But that's not my goal. My goal in life is not to get money. No. Yeah, the truth is not every one of us is aiming to make a billion. If I found that billion with me, if I woke up and it was on my account, I would be fighting to make sure I build how many churches, I do so many crusades. By the end of the year, if it was only that 1 billion that was given to me, it would be not there. It would become, my account would be clean. Hallelujah. But thank God we cannot outgive God. Hallelujah. Yeah, so you would be trying to give and God would be trying to give back to you. So I want to give you 5 keys that will change your life. 5 keys to important life changes that I believe are very important. You remember we have been talking about the subject of preparing for more. Preparing for more. And especially prepare. Like I said, I think about how can I make sure that, you know, you don't struggle with transport. You don't struggle with rent. You have a house. Do you know you can make a goal at this time? What month are we in? We are entering the month of April. You can say, in 6 months, I will have made a revolution in my finances. I will be beginning to do things a different way. The money that comes through my accounts will be a whole lot different than the way it comes in right now. You can make that decision. It's a decision that you can make. It's a goal that is tangible, that is practical, that you can achieve. Amen? So I want to give you 5 keys that are helpful, that I found very helpful, that I believe in, that I've used in my life, that I know that they can help you. Amen? Are you ready for this? Do you really want this? You know, one time, when I was younger, when I was in secondary, I am a very practical person. I think in practical, logical, concrete terms. So I went and looked at the list of my school. I was doing arts. So I looked at the list of my school. I looked at how many students were going to campus on government sponsorship in arts in my school. And there were not many. Because my school did better in sciences than it did in arts. But I was doing arts. So I looked at that list and I thought, what are the chances that I'll be one of the very few, like 2 or 3, that make it this year to campus? The probability was there. There were like 2 or 3. So I decided, I am going to make it to campus on government. Those days, government was big deal. I don't know if it is now. But those days, it was big deal. So I told myself, I am going to make it to campus on government. I will be one of the 3, if there are only 3. If there are 2, I will be one of the... If it is 1, it will be me. So, I sat down and thought to myself, that's how I do things. What do I need to be among the 3, among the 2, or the only one. I need to change my reading methods. Some people get a lot of stuff just by hearing the teacher or the lecturer on the. And I was a backbencher. I was, you know, the backbenchers. Backbenchers United. Hallelujah. When they are teaching, you are pinching somebody, you are reading something under the table. That's me. And I wasn't a very regular guy in the classroom. So I knew my weaknesses. And the first thing I did was to look at my weaknesses. What am I going to do about my weaknesses? Because my weaknesses are more powerful than me. So I need to do something to change or to affect these weaknesses or to feed my strength, my little strength, so that they can counterbalance my weaknesses. So I found a few guys in class who were bright. Said, yeah, these ones. We'd be a friend to these ones. They'll be discussing for me. We'll be discussing with these ones who are very bright. Okay. After we have discussed, then I'll go back. And I'm not very good at waking up in the morning, but I can try. So I began waking up in the morning and reading. And then I used a lot of, holiday time and past papers and this and that. Anyway, long story short, I was one of the few that came through to government sponsorship. And even me, when I looked at my result, I was surprised. I thought, I made it. But, you know, everyone was surprised because I kept improving until I finally went on government sponsorship. But when I thought about it, it was not so much what I did. Okay, yes, of course it was a lot. I did a lot in adjusting some. But it was one of the things that helped me was to make a decision that I'm going to be there. Amen. So it's the quality of your decisions. It's the quality of your choices. It's the things you decide. It's the way you want to be. Look around at Kampala. Look at how many houses are in this city. Why isn't your house in this city? Simple question. Praise the Lord. Is it impossible for you to have a house in this town? It's how you think about it. Look at all the traffic jams. Some of you will be going back home and you'll be stuck in the jam. Look at how many cars I was moving with Apostle the other day. And I was telling him my story. I told him, I looked at the cars in the bond. I looked at the jam and I said, why don't I have a car in this jam? That's the way I like to think about my life. Because you can't convince me that I'm the laziest person in this city. That's why I don't have a car. I don't believe you. I just can't believe you. You tell me that I am under attack, that the demons in my village are fighting. Am I the only one who is being fought? It's not true. I don't believe it. So I told myself, I don't know what it will take, but I'm going to have a car among these many. At least one. My goal is not to have many cars. No. My goal is to have a car that I can use to go back and forth. Finished. Hallelujah. Simple goals. Amen. Yeah. And once you put it in your mind that all these cars that are moving around, one of them can be yours. Don't ask yourself how you will fuel it. That's none of your business. When it came, the fuel came. I don't know how it did. But the fuel has been there and I've been driving ever since. Lift up your hand, say, there is something that belongs to me. It is in this town. I am going to get it. Refuse to just put yourself at a lower place in this life. Refuse. There is land that belongs to us in this city. However long it takes us, we are going to get it. We are going to. That's the way you should think. You want it, you are going to get it. Tell your neighbor, look at me. I am going to get it. You know what you just say? You say, I am on my journey to getting it. Amen? I am going to get it. How can I not get it? I was born to get it. Amen. You can't tell me I am the least intelligent human being in this town. That everyone is hardworking, thoughtful, intentional, and I'm the only one who doesn't think that fast. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. There is a man who likes you just the way you are. He is going to find you. Stop giving yourself reasons why they can't find you. It's because of my eyes. Who cares? You mean you have the worst eyes in the whole universe? I saw a story. There's the guy who is called the ugliest human being alive. He comes from Uganda. The ugliest human being alive. He comes from Uganda in Chazanga in Masaka. Have you read that story? You've heard that story. The guy has three beautiful wives. I have to wonder where they were looking when they got married to that guy. His mouth is this side, his teeth are that side. But man, the guy is not letting up. He's bringing in the wives. Hallelujah. And they are happily getting married. They are even posing for the cameras. No. It's unbelievable. Hallelujah. No. Child of God, you are not the dumbest. You are not the dumbest human being alive. You are not even the most possessed. I don't care whether you were visited by 10 devils last night. You are not. Hallelujah. Oh, there is provision for you to get what you need in this life. And you must decide. You must make it your goal that you are going to get it. You are going to. Refuse to tell yourself that the reason they are not promoting me is because I did not get a first class in Vichivichi. The guys that are leading Uganda, the ones that are ruling Uganda, some of them don't even have degrees. They got their papers from NASA Road. And they are leading you. And you are saying yes. Yes, they are making laws for you. They got their degree in law from NASA Road. And they are making your laws. After they make your laws, they give themselves money, vacations, retreats. They go to Germany, the USA, to have all those vacations. While you struggle with the laws now. Huh? There will be a few. Then they fly out of the country and go for vacation. And you are saying, the honorables, the parliamentarians, all the respect you give them. While you look at yourself as a small ant, you look at these guys as the biggest things. It's not true. You need to promote yourself in your head. You need to do what? To promote. You cannot win with that self-image. It is impossible. You need. Much of what you are praying for is deliverance from your self-image. I am telling you the truth. Your prayer cannot change what you have refused to change in your mind. That's why, before you can invest a lot of time in prayer, invest a lot more time in the Word. Amen? Remember that I told you to give you five key important keys to life changes. Amen. Number one, change the way you think. Change the way you do what? Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not so he will be. So is. Hallelujah. I think you may have to stand on the heat here is. Amen. Help me turn on one of those fans. Maybe the one that doesn't make a lot of noise. Change the way you think, child of God. Set better goals for yourself. You are the sum total of your thoughts. You are the sum total of what you think. No man can stop your upward progress. They may not like you. I didn't say they will all like you. They may not side with you, but they cannot stop, because God has not predicated your progress on another man's thinking. It would be unfair. Just think about it. If God had put your progress in life on another man's thinking, it would be unfair. It would be unfair. Imagine your whole progress in life is now at the mercy of that boss who doesn't like you. What world would you be living in? That's not the kingdom of God. It is definitely not the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not saying that your boss cannot decide that he's going to malice you. That is possible. That's very possible for your boss to malice you. It's very possible. In fact, he can frustrate your promotion. But if you have quality thoughts, amen, if you have quality thinking, first of all, it will change how you do things. Your work, your style, your output will change. Amen? That's number one that you will see. The number one thing that will happen is the output, the quality of your output at work will change. And if your boss cannot notice the quality of your output at work, at least a visiting neighbor will notice it. Hallelujah. At least what? A visiting neighbor will notice it. Somebody will notice the way you do things that is unique. Hallelujah. That's why if your boyfriend drops you, your boyfriend doesn't like you. He doesn't like you maybe because you pray a lot. There is some guy who is watching for a prayer warrior. He will snap you up. Say, I've been looking. This is what I wanted all along. Prayer warriors, let's go. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Do you know some of the things people fight with, others find very amazing? Like, somebody will be, my wife, every once in a while, I don't know how I sleep, but sometimes I can be snoring loudly, like, you know, those trains. So she will push me. Gently, I say, wake up. I think there are thieves that are attacking. They say, you are snoring too loudly. We can't sleep. I try to put it in my mind. How can I snore so loudly that the whole house cannot sleep? Just imagine. It has different rooms. It has doors. They can close. They can't sleep because I'm snoring. How loud can that be? Did somebody come still today and put me on the microphone while I was... But I'm just thinking, yes, just me and my mind working. But do you know that for all that snoring, somebody can be looking at me and going like, oh, mama, look at that. Amazing. Hallelujah. Very musical. The way he does it. The key in which he snores. Hallelujah. Shake your neighbor, tell them, change the way you think. Change the way you think. It is the thinking. It is the thing that is kicking you. Nothing is affecting your progress like the way you think. Every time God came to a man in the Bible, the first thing he was trying to deal with was the way he thought. When he came to Gideon, he said, God is with you, you mighty man of valor. He's talking to a coward who is hiding. How could a coward who is hiding be a mighty man of valor? The mighty men of valor are on the front line. They are fighting. They are provoking change. No. Gideon is hiding. In fact, he's trying to even hide his little wheat. And God said, you are a mighty man of valor. In other words, there is something that is in you that you haven't discovered about yourself. Hallelujah. There is something that is in you that you haven't done what? That is the one key. The one key that God is always trying to bring up in you is what you haven't found out about yourself. It's what you haven't found out about yourself. You are trying to improve in this area and in that area, and God says there is another area you know nothing about, and it is in you. And it is the one that is responsible for your progress. May God give you that breakthrough in thinking. May God give it to you. Because if you never change the way you think, you will always blame your neighbor, you'll blame your mother, you'll blame the witch on the village, you'll blame everyone, you'll blame your partner. There is no one. You can be a rich wife who is married to a poor husband. You can be a rich husband who is married to a poor wife. It is very possible to be the only person in the whole family who is rich. It's very possible. These things are happening again and again to show you that you are the sum total of the quality of your thinking. Hallelujah. So if you think that by the end of this year, you will have begun a business, you will have begun a business in the name of Jesus. There is a conspiracy in the universe to make your thoughts come to pass. Hallelujah. There's a what? Yeah. The Bible says, if you say to this mountain, be you removed and be you cast in, it will be done for you. The Bible doesn't say you will do it. It doesn't say that. I wonder why we think we are the ones who have got to do it. It will be done for you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it is going to be done for me. Say, I don't even know how it is going to happen, but it is going to be done for me. You've got to change the way you think, child of God. It's going to enter your mind. You've got to see yourself meeting with the big guys. You've got to see yourself in that air-conditioned office, if that's where you want to be. If that's your goal, you've got to see yourself in that air-conditioned office. Dining with the big boys, like they say these days. Hmm? With the big boys? Is it big boys? Yeah. Yeah, the big boys. Mm. The big boys. The ones who are, you know. You've got to change your mind. But now, until you change your mind, some things will look like they are scary. You will have only 50,000 and you will think about drinking a cup of tea in Java's, and it will terrify you like they told you that you are going to be on gunpoint. It's only 50,000. You eat it once and it gets finished. Even if you hang on to it for your dear life, it will still go. Hallelujah. Introduce yourself to thinking at that level. Introduce yourself. You can save and save and save. Save 1,000, save 2,000, save 500, save 300. Save, save. Once you have saved and you now have 1.5 million, your mother will suffer from a tumor. They will need 1.7. Don't say I didn't tell you. While you are saving, be taking yourself also out. If she wants to suffer from tumor, you can't stop it. We will pray for her. You will call your relatives and fundraise for 1.7. At least you will have eaten 300,000. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Change the way you think, child of God. Only you can do that. The pastor can't do it for you. For trying so hard, he can't do it for you. See, we can all be in church, and some people can be thinking at this level, and some people can be thinking at this level. It's how you decide to think. It's how you decide to think. You know? Hallelujah. I wanted to give you another example, but let me leave that one. Let me go to number two. Take advantage of the word of God. Amen. Take advantage. These are key things. Whether you like it or not, nobody gets promoted to their next level without taking, especially if they are in the body of Christ. If success comes to you without you going through these things, you will come back to that level. You will come back to this lower level. You will go up, you will come down. Number two, take advantage of the word of God. I don't know why believers want to be promoted like non-believers. It's unfair to you. It doesn't even work. It is not a permanent promotion. You cannot be lifted like a non-believer. Non-believers are using witchcraft. They are using manipulation. They are stealing from each other. Is that how you really want to be lifted? When they say kweia, do you know what is included in that kweia? Have you ever found out what is included in that kweia? When they tell you wei. Now, unfortunately, even believers say wei. No, you are never meant to kweia. Your promotion is accounted for in the word of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says the word is life. Let's read this scripture in John chapter 1, from verse 1 up to verse 4. In the beginning, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was what? God. The Word is God. So if you're saying, oh God, promote me, God say, my Word. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Look at Him. Without Him, even your promotion will not be made without the Word. Without Him, without the Word, was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So, look at this. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it. No. The Word is life. The Word is light. So, the Word is the life of your promotion. It is the life of your increase. It is the life of your success. It is the life of whatever next level you're going to. It is the life of that thing. In other words, when the Bible says the substance, faith is the substance, it is the thing that makes up whatever you will become. It is the life. It is the light that illuminates your way. The Bible says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. Hallelujah. So, how is it that we children of God want to be promoted without the word? It's unfair to us. In fact, not only is it unfair, it is not true. It is not even possible. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus, those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall reconstruct you. That's what Jesus is saying. You shall know the truth. You shall have a relationship with the truth. And the truth shall begin to reconstruct you. It shall begin to promote you. It shall begin to be the construction of what you become. So you may not have the most beautiful voice, but you can sing at a level. And even, you know, people will. That's what God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This word of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate therein day and night, that you may be able to make your way prosperous and have good success. So Joshua began to meditate. One day he said, stars, stand still. Sun and moon, stand still. And they obeyed. Can you imagine? They obeyed. Now, I'm not asking you to stop the moon and the stars. No. Those are lofty goals for Joshua. Joshua can go and stop the moon. You just stop a million. You just make it your goal to stop what? Yeah, make it to move at your pace. So whenever you need it, it is there next to you. Hallelujah. Yeah, don't stop the moon. Leave the moon to go back and forth wherever it was. Go south, go west. Who cares? Moon, go around. But stop the million. Yeah. Stop the car. You stop that. It is a simple goal. It's a goal you can achieve because so many people have stopped it. You stop it too. You make it your goal this year. You are going to stop something, and it will stop by the word of God. Long enough for you to have what you need. Kabalante. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic. All sorts of women going back and forth. Just stop one. Hallelujah. Just stop only one. We are saying stop the whole Kampala of women. No. That would not be good also. Just stop one. Make her move alongside you. That's a simple goal. It's achievable. Hallelujah. It's just one. Not lofty goals of... You know when they are telling you that Jesus stopped the sun and the moon, you are thinking, wow, how am I going to stop the sun? Who cares about the sun? He stopped the sun because he was fighting a war and he needed the help of the sun. Your war needs the help of money. Did your neighbor get that? Tell your neighbor, take advantage of the word. If the word is not working, if you can't find a way to connect with the word, to take advantage of it, you are not yet You are not, it is not yet working with you. These are principles that can be worked through. Any man, whoever they are, wherever they are estate in life, they can use these things and they can work for them. Because God is no respecter of persons. You don't need a degree. You don't even need a diploma. You don't even need to have finished S6 to know how to take advantage of the word. Why? Because fishermen, Jesus called fishermen, and fishermen changed the whole world. The Bible says, these that have turned the world upside down, they were fishermen. The Peters, they were fishermen. They left their fish to come follow Jesus. So you can't say it needs a high level of understanding. You listen to deep revelation. You say, that's very deep. If it is too deep, most likely you are getting nothing. Doesn't the scripture say how easily we are beguiled from the simplicity? The things of God are so simple, you need help to misunderstand them. You need help. And some people are going everywhere to get that help to misunderstand the word. If the word looks so simple, they go, this church is not too deep. Just know what they are looking for. Help to misunderstand the simple things. This is not too deep. The worship is After they are looking to misunderstand the word. They are all going up and down to misunderstand. And when they finally succeed, then they will blame the pastor. At Pastor Yagua, No. Kare Pastor Yeka Agwe, Negwe Sigara Ngo Yimiriti. Because the Bible doesn't depend on your pastor. It's the word of God, with or without your pastor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The word of God. The word of God. In the word. The Bible says it is the word. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. The only way. The only truth and the only life. Amen. I can. These are constructs that can be explained. I mean, you can do a whole week of teaching on just one key. One key. Only one key. And maybe we'll get to that. Number three. My time is going. I need to be going with it. These principles, whoever you are, whatever you say, if you are a believer, you are a child of the kingdom, you've got to learn them. Learn them by heart. Know them the way you know your name. Walk in them every day. They are so simple. They are so easy. But they change life every time. Every time. There is nothing that I've found that changes life like these simple things. The Bible is in every hotel, every room. Gideon's is in even lodges. Even in the villages you will find a New Testament. But no. Not very many people are interested in those things. Not many. Yeah. So many believers are talking about how we need to pray. To pray and change God from where? He is in the same place he has always been. Yeah. God is the one person that keeps singing no change. Museveni must have got it from him. Because the Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So don't think NRM came up with no change. It copied God. Hallelujah. Number three. Are you listening to me? You understand what I'm talking about? My prayer for you is that by the end of this year, there shall be a significant change. Significant change. These things no man can change you. Only you decide to change. That's why I began with your thinking. Because it is always the way you think. It is always the way you think. It is always, you can't blame all the people. You can't say they don't like me. If here they don't like you, in Masaka they don't like you, in New York they don't like you, in your village they don't like you. It's not the people. Get wiser. He's definitely you. He's definitely you. Maybe you should measure the size of your head. Just thinking. Hallelujah. Yeah, maybe you should use a tape and say, Kare katulabe. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three. Seed. Be sensitive to your seed. I don't know why children of God don't believe in this principle. It is a common, simple principle. The seed principle. It works everywhere, even in the natural. It is everywhere. If you do not believe in your seed, if you don't believe in sowing seed, you only are deceiving yourself. It will catch up with you. No one continually eats their seed and hopes to have tomorrow. Tomorrow is only guaranteed by your seed. That's just the way it is. When God wanted to perpetuate humanity, he put the seed of man in himself. God didn't want to be creating man every day. So Adam died. We need to create now Abraham. No. That's not the way God thinks. In fact, God, the Bible says, he put the seed of the fruit-bearing tree in itself. Why? God said, we are done with this. We do it once, it's enough. We want mangoes. The way we are going to get them is put the seed of the mango tree in the mango tree itself. Let the mango be able to perpetuate itself. Let it go around everywhere. How come we children of God don't understand that simple thing? Very simple. Very simple. That's how God has created everything you see. All the trees that are here, they were not originally here. They came from somewhere. Some of them, they will tell you, these species are from North America. These ones are from Siberia, but they are here in Uganda. How did they get here? By their seed. By their seed. It's such a simple thing. The Bible says he gives seed to the sower. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. It is the principle of God. It was in the beginning. You find it in Genesis chapter 2. In fact, Genesis chapter 1 itself, God puts the seed in the tree. He puts the seed in man. He puts the seed everywhere. He's saying, people, pay attention to the seed. Seed is the only guarantee for tomorrow. If you have no seed, you have no future. The Bible doesn't say if you have no food, you can eat and die, but you will not sow and die. It is impossible. It is impossible. Your seed is your preservative. How come children of God don't believe that? No wonder they eat their tithe. They eat their tithe, eat their offering, eat everything. No wonder they don't believe in seed so much. They speak carelessly. Your words are seed. Your actions are seed. Your money is seed. Everything that you do goes out in seed form. It abounds back to you in a harvest form. Amen? It goes out in what? So, tewe isangabu ya gara. Ebebyanja gara angabu endi. Biagwa oda. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Am I speaking a language that you can understand? Everything that you do, you can't just behave carelessly with everyone. No, it's not fair. It's not fair. You are mistreating people. That is seed. You are sowing it. You are going to harvest it. And when it comes, it will be pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your bosom. Boom. Hallelujah. Eh, sokatao. Oberao, yogera bubi. Yogera bubi. Zuka kumacha. Oyomba. Wego labo, oyomba. Olinga inobuzibu n'ekyalo kiramba. Katira ku munno oyo mugambe wefugeko. It's important, eh? Don't pick quarrels with every... Pick quarrels, unnecessary quarrels with everyone. In the whole place. You are looking like a wounded buffalo. Eh? You're looking for who on who to pounce. Eh? Bankwate ko bandabe. Hallelujah. Everything we do is seed form. It will come back in a harvest. Yeah. I was telling some people, you can't just play with people's daughters like that. It's unfair. You pick this one. Okuguru sikusimye. Sisi, gendo ugure nyama. Opimerity. Human beings are a package. You can't be see. Oktuku nene. Terera. Hallelujah. But you understand what I'm talking about, eh? Hallelujah. Hey, abantu tobateka ku minzani n'obalenga nge. Be sensitive. Eh? What you sow always abounds back to you. Amen. Yeah. So even concerning your promotion, concerning material things, concerning money. There was one time, I tell you the story. I've said it before. There was one time when I almost stopped buying a certain shirt. Every time I bought it, God told me to give it to someone. I said, Lord, you are fighting me. I want to put on that shirt. You find someone who needs it. Why? Is that shirt too good for me? Lord, I am not going to buy this shirt anymore. Until I rest from you telling me to distribute this shirt. I'm just me. I'm not a businessman. I'm buying this shirt for myself. Every time I touch it, you are telling me to take it so and so. So, even me, I'm stubborn. I am not lying to you. I'm not telling you that I'm always obedient, always nice. No. One time, I told you, I had an issue with my housemate. I used to stay with some guy. So he had pissed me off that day. I went to town to buy a belt. The moment I paid for it, God said, that belt, you take it to so and so. I said, you are joking, Lord. You are joking. This belt? And if you had told me someone else, I would have thought about this guy is not getting it. And I didn't give it to them. I'm just like you. So if you are looking at me with that kind of eye, I say, Pastor, you are so disobedient. Of course, same to you. Anyway, I've changed since then. That was many years ago. I have now changed. Hallelujah. Seed. Please sow your seed. I beseech you, child of God, don't eat your seed. Sow your seed. It's a principle. It's a principle in the kingdom. It never dies. Seed is your guarantee for your promotion, for your future. The way you sow determines the way you reap. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. You can't keep sowing sparingly and reap abundantly. That's lottery. That's not the principle of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Bible says, in malice be children. In envy be children. In bad things be children. But in the deep things of the spirit, in sowing, in understanding, in the things of study, in prayer, be mature men and women. Hallelujah. Yeah. In the things that you know that make for your good, be mature. In treating others with courtesy, be mature. In believing God for other people, be mature. In blessing other people, be mature. But in envying others, in malicing them, be children. In other words, lady, be so low if it is there. Don't allow it to be there. But if it gets hold of you, if it tempts you, let it be so low. Hallelujah. Amen. Number four. Love. Common, simple principles. You can't miss them. Walk in love. Amen. Walking in love is the nature of prosperity. People talk about prosperity. They don't understand how it looks like. Love is the nature. Whatever is not of love is not of prosperity. Love is the nature of what? And it is so simple because love is the nature of God. And God is prosperous. God is good. God is all wonderful. There is nothing bad found in God. That's how you want to be. That's how you live. It's a nature thing. Love is the nature of prosperity. If you want to prosper, you may not have all the money you want. And that's understandable. No one begins with all of it. No. Unless you are Museveni's son. By the way, Museveni's son may not, you know, he may not have lived these principles, but he will have money. That doesn't mean he is prosperous. We need to define two things, especially when it concerns the Bible. Prosperity as interpreted by the Word of God is not what you see out there. No. It's not Yanga, Bichi, and all those other men. No.
child of God. Don't confuse yourself. That is not prosperity. They have money. They don't have prosperity. They have material possession. They don't have prosperity. Prosperity is a package. The Bible says, I pray for you that your soul may that you may prosper. Where is that scripture? 2 John chapter 1. Beloved, I pray for you. I wish above all things that you may prosper, even as your soul. So the prosperity that we are talking about is coming from the soul. It is a nature thing. Remember, for us as children of God, everything that we have on the outside comes from inside. We bring it out of our spirit. Tell your neighbor, we bring it out. We are not getting it from there. We are bringing it out from here. Touch yourself. Say, it is coming from here. Oh my God, I pray for you that you will think about that, you will remember it, you will dream about it. It is coming from here. Your prosperity is coming from here. There is nothing that you need that is coming from there. It is all coming from. All your prosperity is coming from here. It is already in you. God never put you at the mercy of the world. So, just think about it. Your houses are in here. Your marriage is in here. Your children are in here. Your cars are in here. Everything is in here. What you need to know is how to bring them out. That's why we're talking about these keys and these principles. Because these are principles that bring them out. Your promotion is not there. It is. And once you bring it out, no man can kill it. Even if they tamper with it, you will bring it out again. Imagine, if they can't kill you, they can't stop it from coming out of you. You understand what I'm talking about? It is coming from. They can destroy your car in an accident. You will bring out another one. It is coming from where? Everything we need for us as children of God is coming from in here. It's coming from our spirits. It is not coming from out there. You may have bought the car from the bond, but it came from in here. Do I have one, two people who are understanding what I'm talking about? If you understand this thing, it will change your life. It comes from in here. It comes from your spirit. It is the who you are inside that comes out. And so the thieves can attack your house and rob everything. Then other things will just sprout from in here. Come out and fill your house. Lift up your hand and say, I am designing my life out of my spirit. Say, my cars are coming out of my spirit. My houses are coming out of my spirit. My children are coming out of my spirit. Say, it is all coming out of my spirit. Say, no man can stop it. No devil can take it. Even if they take it, it is too much. It is always coming out. It's always coming out. Just imagine you are like that. It is always coming out of you. So they steal your motorcycles like they did. You bring out more. This time you even bring out new ones. They store the old ones, now you bring out the new ones. And while they are stealing motorcycles, you begin to bring out cars. My goodness, do I have a few believers in here? Because it is coming from inside. They can't steal your spirit unless they have a season. Night dancers, they are the ones that are here who can steal somebody's. Of course, they steal the spirits of those who are non-believers. I don't even know they steal their spirit. I think they steal their bodies and eat them. And their soul goes away. No man can steal your spirit. And as long as your soul is prospering, no man can stop your prosperity. They say, my name is MJ Chika. You have spiritual wives, spiritual husbands. They are fighting you. I am not disagreeing because I don't know you. This is Africa, where almost every home has something. Unless you came from Europe, in here in Africa, every home has something to use. If your father is born again, your grandfather was doing something. So
So none of us is completely without background issues. Amen. But you are not at the mercy of background issues. God cannot, if He wanted, He would have said, don't get saved until you deal with background issues. He cannot leave you at the mercy of background issues. So I don't care how big your background issues are. I don't care how big the demons are from your village. I don't care what their names are. I don't care how big they are. The Bible says they just shall live by their faith. If it is the word of God, unless God has got to change the Bible. If He doesn't change the Bible, it is the standard. Hallelujah. It is the word. It will not change. It is coming. Your prosperity is coming out of here. Your money is coming out of here. If you are not making sure that your soul is prospering, you are bringing out nothing. You are about to see nothing. And the nothing is not a result. It is not a result of God having done nothing. It is because you don't know how to take it out of your spirit. But if you have understood how to grow in your spirit, how to prosper in your soul, it is only a matter of time before you begin to bring out businesses. You bring out buildings. They take them. You bring out more. They cure them. You bring out others. That's just the way you are. You are prosperous. When God spoke to Joshua, He said, you make your way prosperous. He didn't say, I will do it. He said, you make. How? By making your soul prosperous. Your soul is prospering by the word. Your body will prosper. Your home will prosper. They will leave your compound without anything. They will come back. They will find a bicycle. Then they will steal the bicycle. There will be a motorbike. If they take the motorbike, the car will come. Keep prospering your soul. Invest in the prosperity of your soul. Amen. Walk in love. Walk in love. Let this. You have no money. Walk in love. You have some money, walk in love. Be a blessing. That's the way God is. Amen? Be a blessing. Never be in a place where you're not a blessing. How do people live like that? You're in a place and you're just an additional statistic. No incremental value whatsoever. Onogunda bera wana aina chwalat. No. That's not a good description. Not a good description. The kind of nature wala to chirina, na yo ina nebira. You understand what I'm saying? Na cho chirina, na yo ina yo? Ono gundi, bulibuwa veda wanonga agaba, gundi agaba, cake. Hallelujah. Ono gundi, atiru kugaba gaba saint. Ano, ani? Ninyo yani? Johnny, John. Kujukira bulungi na sente zo bazijukira. Lift up your hands, say, I'll be a blessing. Say, I will walk in love. I'll be a blessing. You know, if one misses a person who is a blessing, I will tell you, Gundi taze. How many singa about the wo? Hallelujah. They know what you do when you are around. Neka kati gund. Bulibuwa bedao. Uliyabu chapati wabana. Uliyabu jusu wabana. I need to finish this sermon. Somebody will not be happy with me. Oga kandabeko. Ngaka woma. No. But do you understand what I'm talking about? Walk in love. Everyone loves people who love. Yeah, we are living in a world that is full of pain. People want to be loved. They want to be accepted. Yeah. Nzenkuwera wo. Nzenkuwera wo. Eh.
positive criticism. Eyo jitereke.
Gendo verena ye waka. Ngori weka.
These things of always being critical everywhere, you are, no one enjoys them. People begin to leave you. It's not because you are ugly, no. It's because you are a bit sour. You are cutting. Bring a bitter lemon. Baji nyuanga walwadi. Tebabi nyuanga walamu. Se mbampe kuka lemon. Ngomanyanti waliwe chiruwadi. No more people don't just take those bitter things. My wife likes to tell me, let's eat some katunkuma. I said, ah. Life is already bitter. Let me make mine sweet. Katunkuma is good for sauce. I say, ha, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Me, I'll drink the sweet things and the nice things. Finally, the presence of God. Amen. Key things. They change your life. They change your life. I promise you. You can't practice these things without changing your life. Amen. You can't practice these things without changing your life. The presence of God. You know, the work of the Holy Spirit is to help you to prosper. Don't try to do it alone on your own. No. The Holy Spirit wants to help you. That's the reason why God gave us the Holy Spirit, to help us. He saw that there would be problems when we would try on our own to figure out the way this thing works. So He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us. Listen, the Bible says, John chapter 16, verse 13 up to 15. Let's go there briefly. John chapter 16, verse 13 up to 15. How be it, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of Mine and shall show it, including prosperity. He shall take it and He shall show it to you. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to take the things of God and reveal them to you. Amen? So don't try to do it on your own without Him. The presence of God is good, not just for the feeling that it brings, but for the fact that when the Holy Spirit is in the environment, He wants to take the things that are of God and begin to reveal them to you. He wants to take the word about prosperity and show it to you. The Bible says God delights in the prosperity of His servants. Psalm 35 and verse 27. Let me read it for you. Psalm 35 and verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor My righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. God is pleased when His servants prosper. He's pleased when you are happy. He's pleased when you can take care of your needs. Imagine you can't pay your child's school fees. How happy is God? Say, kataja kuigo kugonda. Mwakunyola akujemu supu. Oigo kugonda urokuba toina school fees. Is that a father thinking? No. I don't believe that. I don't believe that God takes pleasure when you can't pay your rent. I have told you before that when I was coming into ministry, I told God, I don't like this thing that you are taking me into. Pastors can't pay their rent. Their things are always being thrown out. I don't like this. If you are bringing me into ministry, you must take care of my accommodation. I hate, you know, having my stuff thrown out so people can say, hey, banange muweleza wa mukama. Everywhere they are pitying you because you chose to serve God. Surely, why should serving God be a disgrace? Why? Why? Why should it be a disgrace that you are the one who is born again? You are the only one who can't pay your rent in the whole family. And now there is a bind on believers. You can't sell beer. You don't smoke weed. Atosobola kwechanga. Nova mumbera. Nogena nobobu simu kutaxi. You can't do that. You are forbidden from doing that. You can't go and work in a brothel, in a prostitute house. Say, mukama, tukwatirizeko katuvere nonga twetunda mpola mpola. Tosondeza rent. No, you are not allowed to do that. Now, if God has stopped you from everything that non-believers do, you can't sell beer. You can't sell yourself. You can't steal. Why then doesn't he provide for you? Do you understand my thinking? It's not God. God wants to provide for every one of you. He wants to meet your need because he also knows you are not going to steal. He knows that. He knows you are a child of the kingdom. You are not allowed to steal. You are not allowed to fornicate. You are not allowed to raise your money by doing all sorts of witchcraft. He knows that. He wants to take care of you. But you must allow him to take care of you. You must allow him to help you. If you are fighting the one who has come to help you, you make it so hard for yourself to prosper. Just imagine. And that's what some people are doing. They fight God. The presence of, they don't want to do anything with the presence of God. They come into the presence of God. They look around. They see people raising up their hands. See people praying in tongues. What do you want to be? You are not a dog. You are not a pig. You remember that story that I told you about? This drunk man. This man, he went. He went somewhere to get a pig. He went to visit his friend, and so he reached there. The friend gave him a pig, a piglet, a young pig. So he came back with it. He put it in a sack. Those village things. Put it in a sack, and he came. On his way back to his home, he stopped by the drinking place. He said, "Hey, man, these things work. Having friends is good." While he was drinking, the person took out the piglet and put a puppy. You know, they look the same. He came and lifted his sack, put it on his bicycle. He went home. On opening, there was a puppy. It was a dog and not a pig. See, dear? I saw like they gave me a pig. This one is a puppy. How does it work? So he turned around. Said, "I can still ride back." He went. On his way back, he stopped by the drinking place. While he was drinking, they took out the puppy. They put the piglet. So, he lifted his sack, continued on his way up to the other guy's place. He said, "Gundi." And then he began to shout. After shouting, he said, "Chibi." Then he opened the sack, and the piglet came out. He looked at the thing, and he didn't understand. "When I go home, you are a puppy. When I come here, you are a pig." He said, "Now decide once and for all what you want to be. Where are you going to go? Or MBs? You will have to choose one." Because now some people have not yet come to that place where they have chosen one. They have not. They are believers who don't really want to be totally believers. In the company of their relatives who drink beer, they are dogs. They also drink beer. But in the company of their relatives who speak in tongues, they are shup, 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 shup. Olimbizi obo. Make up your mind. Think about making. You decide once for all, I am going to be born again. Whether I'm around people who are drinking or people who are smoking pipes, naba samize, naba sezi, naba logo, naba lokoli, ndi mulokoli. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You have got to decide to love the presence of God. If you don't love, if that's not your mind, make up your mind once. Even Jesus said, "You are not hot, you are not cold. Now, I'm going to just spew you out of my mouth." Because katoli wano nunguna. Njagala chocha na yeguulia uli wakati ye. Hallelujah. The presence of God. The presence of God, let me tell you, child of God. The presence of God represents the anointing of God. If you, as a child of God, don't like the anointing, there's a problem somewhere. The anointing is not for pastors. It is for every child of God. We all need the anointing. The anointing is the only thing the Bible says breaks the yoke and destroys the bondage. The more you spend time in the Word and in the presence of God, the more the anointing comes to your help. You know when the anointing is at work in your life, things become effortless. The things of God, you understand them. It becomes effortless. You do your business like every other person does their business, but the results are different. Amen? When the anointing is at work in your life, you sing like the other people sing, but your voice brings out something different. It's the anointing. Tell your neighbor, it's the anointing. Makes a difference. Stand up on your feet. There may be so many things that we could do, but if you do those five things, I promise you, I have seen these things work. I promise you, they will work for you. By the end of this year, you will have a testimony. Refuse to live without a testimony. In Jesus' mighty name. Refuse to live every day, every year, year after year. You have no testimony. No. Child of God, this is not how you are meant to live. You are meant to live progressively. You may be going slow, but you never go backwards. Hallelujah. And you may not control all your environment. You cannot control the witches on your village. They may still be bewitching. Maybe you cast them out and you don't have enough power to cast them out and they are still there. You cannot stop your sister from speaking carelessly. You cannot stop your husband from being a mean guy. But you can change your own life. If you can change the life of your neighbor, at least you can change your life. You can change your life. God has not put you at the mercy of others. You can change your life. Lift up your voice and speak to God. Say, Lord, help me to walk in these aspects, to walk in these principles. I want to see your life functioning in my life. I want to see the life of God evident in my life. I want to be a blessing everywhere. I want to change my thinking. Lord, I don't want to think like the way I thought last year. Maybe the way I thought last year is the reason why I'm still stuck. Lord, I want to change my thinking. I want to change the way I think. I want to love the Word. I want to develop an appetite for the Word. Lord, teach me to value your Word, to give your Word precedence. Lord, teach me to accept that I have a responsibility of sowing my seed and to take my seed seriously every day, to look for a way to have a seed to sow. Let it be something I don't do just on Sunday, but I do every day. I am conscious of my words. I am conscious of my actions. I am conscious of my money. I am conscious of the seed God has put in my life. I will never be a poor man. Not when I am conscious of my seed. No way. No way. God did not make me poor. I refuse to make myself pure. I refuse to be a poor man. I refuse to be a struggler. Because that's not what God made me. God made me a success. He said, I am more than a conqueror. That's what He has made me. My seed shall always come through. When I need to increase, my seed shall be there to speak. Let every seed I have sown sprout. Lord, even if I sowed it carelessly, even if I sowed it subconsciously, even if I didn't understand what I was doing, Lord, let all my seeds sprout. Let them come out of the soil. Some of you need to learn to call your seed forth. You need to call your harvest forth. Some of you have been sowing. You don't take care of your harvest. You don't even think about your harvest. Call out your harvest. Say, my harvest, come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Every dead seed spring back to life. Every dead seed spring back to life. Every dead seed spring back to life. May it sprout in the name of Jesus. I will walk in love. It will be impossible. It will be impossible for people to ignore me because I'm so going to walk in love. I will be an agent of love because love is my nature. There will be love when I enter the place. People will feel love. They will see love. I will love them. I have made up my mind. I will be loved in action in the name of Jesus. The Bible says God so loved the world that He gave. The primary expression of love is the ability to give. Child of God, refuse to be mean. Refuse to be a miser. Refuse to be a local miser. You have the potential to give. You have the potential to sustain. The primary expression
expression of love is in his ability to give. You can give, child of God. You can make a difference wherever you are. You can do it because it is in you. It is coming from the inside of you. Your prosperity was put in the inside of you. It was not put at the mercy of your wife. It was not put at the mercy of your husband. It was not put at the mercy of your father or your mother or your sister or the people in your village or your pastor. No! Your prosperity is your work. It is in the inside of you. You bring it out. You bring it out. It is a natural thing. You bring it out. Bring it out. Bring your cars out. Bring your children out. Bring your love out. Bring your anointing out. Bring your ministry out. Bring your power out. It is coming from the inside of you. The inside of your spirit. No man can stop it. They can steal the things you bring out. But they can't steal what is in the inside of you. The generator is in the inside of you. It generates the love nature. It brings out love. Shatabakayata Leko Ramo Sante Lamparakata Daye Leko Solegadayata Malako Santika Malana Leko Masta Prazete. Let the presence of God, let it be your food every day. When the presence of God is your food, when the presence of God is your drink, when it is the air you breathe, when it is your total circumstance, when it is your environment, people can speak and criticize you. They may reject you and speak lies of you, but the presence of God will not disappoint you. Child of God, I promise you, the presence of God will not disappoint you. God is the only one who is your friend, who sticks closer than a brother. He is the one who will not fail you. Man can fail you. God will not fail you. He will not fail you. The presence of God will not fail you. The Holy Spirit was given to you to put you at an advantage, to put you at an advantage in this life. Oh Jesus, you are so wonderful. There is no man in this room, no woman in this room, no person in this room who has been created to be stagnant and to be a failure. No one has yet been allowed to come forth into salvation, because the very nature of the kingdom is that which promotes, it is that which lifts, it is that which lifts, it is that which increases. Lord, let your presence minister life to every seed, to every spirit of man. There are some of them, their spirits have been wounded by past experiences. They have been wounded by past circumstances, by the things they have gone through. But let the Spirit of God heal them. Let the presence of God heal them. Let the power of God heal them. Let it heal their emotional wounds. Let it heal their pain. Let it heal their problems. In Jesus' mighty name. It is very possible. It is very possible. It is very possible. It is very possible. It is very possible.